Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Ravneet Kaur. I manage producer services at SaskPork, and I will be moderating today's session. Today's topic will be warm weather transport. What should we be thinking about when transporting in warmer weather? We will be discussing some tips and tricks for preloading in summer, along with focus on reducing stressors during loading and transport. Before I introduce today's speaker, a few housekeeping announcements. Please keep yourself on mute during the presentation. You can ask questions at the end by either raising your hand and unmuting yourself or typing it in the chat box at the bottom of your screen. Without further ado, allow me to introduce Kevin Brooks. Kevin Brooks works for Oli West, located in Humboldt, Saskatchewan. Kevin shares practical experience through training and video to engage employees specializing in all aspects of animal handling in the pork industry. Kevin works directly with over 60 farms in Western Canada, along with transport companies. Oli West has over 57,000 sows in production with a focus of supplying market hogs to Oli Mills Red Deer facility. Raised on a hog farm in Rostern, Saskatchewan, Kevin has over 25 years experience working in large scale hog operations. Kevin has been part of the Oli Mill team for over 9 years. Kevin has recently been a speaker at Manitoba Swine Seminar and will also be speaking at the Red Deer Workshop in October 2023. Married and a father of two, Kevin also challenges himself with coaching many sports and reffing hockey. We're excited to have you with us, Kevin. The floor is all yours.
Perfect. Thank you very much, Remy. So it was kind of interesting. We were discussing topics to work with the SaskPork webinar series, and we discussed warm weather as a possibility of a discussion. When we had that discussion point, we had no idea this week would be warm and hot weather transport going on. So whether you're transporting your pigs anywhere in Saskatchewan or off to Alberta or Manitoba this week, you are dealing with warm weather. So definitely hits the spot. So I've got a PowerPoint presentation I'll go through with everyone here today. So I'm just going to go to share my screen and I'll bring that up and we'll progress with the presentation.
Perfect.
So yeah, so we're just going to talk about warm weather today. What should and what can you do in warm weather? And really, we're going to talk about really practical theory today and what can we do and what is realistic as well. So we want to give you some sort of hands-on take-home notes. And we've also included some videos as we go through the presentation today so we can actually look at some of these processes being done as well. So yeah, I just want to say thanks for joining today. Again, I'm Kevin Brooks. Like Ravneet said, been in the industry for quite a few years. And some of you have seen this picture before, but that's myself showing hogs at the local fair about, I'd say, roughly 40 years ago. And again, like we said, 40 years ago, there I am still working with the hogs. Obviously, their market weights have gotten increased dramatically over that time. But again, some of the processes are the same, but many things have changed over time. I am... been with Oli Mill, Oli Sky here for almost 10 years. I am an extrovert. I show extreme eye influencing qualities. I always talk about that through some of the disc styling stuff. But like Ravneet said, I am a father of two and a husband of one. I like to clarify that as well. And I do coach and referee, which is really interesting. In the transportation world, sometimes you are a referee between transporters, truck drivers, farm staff, all those kinds of things. So again, lots of experience working in large scale hog operations over those years as well. So what can we focus on today? And really, what can your take-home message be? So we do a lot of webinars, we go to conferences, and I like to have something we can take home at the end of the day when we're done. So what we're gonna focus on today is hot and warm weather transport. What should I be thinking about, for example, tomorrow morning because of the situation we're in, and even today? And what can I do to benefit the hogs and the transporter, and really my investment. As we all know, this is a pretty tough times we're in right now. And with the value of those hogs and our investment, the last thing I want to do is have a DOA, a dead on arrival, or an animal I cannot get full value for that I've spent the time and effort and money into. So what can you or what can I take home from hopefully this presentation today is a better understanding of what warm weather transport is. Also, how can I be proactive? What could be some of my procedures? And what can I just do before I even start to have an advantage? And again, we're going to talk about practical tips and tricks for transporting these animals today. And we'll also have some videos and examples. I've kind of loaded those into the back slides today, but we'll get to a few examples for you as well. So resources, warm weather and hot weather is a big issue as our climate does or is changing. This is sort of the warmest May we've had so far, and I guess the warmest June we've had on record as well with the last few days. But there is lots of resources available. Each province has their own PORC site with valuable information on there. So I encourage you to go to your provincial site. In this case, that's PORC. Take a look around and see what you can find there. If you're working with genetic companies as well, they usually have some information that can help you as well as far as warm weather transport goes. And of course, extremely valuable is the Transport Quality Assurance Program, TQA. This is mandated that all drivers have this in order to transport livestock. But it's also very important. A lot of our staff at Ole Mill, we get them to take that as part of their orientation as well. Then again, there's your codes of practice and CLT, Canadian Livestock Training. And I believe the updated version is out, and you can, again, go back to SAS Pork to take a look to register for that as well. And YouTube. We use YouTube for everything now, whether it's fixing the kitchen sink, bathroom door, or something on your car. Again, YouTube has a lot of benefits out there. Again, you have to separate the good from the bad. One of the goods out there is the smart pig handling that was produced in part with Pork Checkoff and Manitoba Pork as well. So I definitely would recommend watching Smart Pig Handling, and you can find that on YouTube as well. So again, today, what are we talking about? Well, we're talking warm weather transport. We're going to break this down into five simple areas today. What is warm weather transport? Prep, including manifests. What to do in warm weather transport? What should I not do? What is the process when we are in warm weather transport? And again, how does low stress handling and what can change loading pigs in different types of transport? So first of all, what is warm weather transport? Well, I define it this way. Pigs in transport over 25 degrees. With our company, we consider this warm weather transport. TQA says at 27 degrees, we have to do certain implementations. Unfortunately, from when I look at my temperature, whether it be on my cell phone or on the office computer and I go to start loading, there can be that 2-3 degree swing. So as soon as we think it's 25 degrees, we're going to start prepping for our warm weather transport. So the most important thing I believe is that we get set up is really your preload prep. And preload prep really starts with filling out your manifest. Different companies and different abattoirs have different paperwork. I just have an example of one that we use here. So before you load a pig, we want to get everything recorded on that manifest. We want to know how many pigs we're loading. We want to know the tattoo number. We want to know time off feed. We want to know time off water. We want to know who's transporting them. And we even want all the transport information as well. Because really what we don't want to be doing post-load in the sun is having to go back to the tractor cab and find out what the license number is, what tractor trailer number I have, any information. We want everything filled out beforehand. So when I'm done loading that last hog, especially for market animals and even for nursery and isoenes, I just want to record in there time completed. So for example, I just finished doing my load and time completed would be 1:43 p.m. So that's all I need to do. I can write that in and I can hand that manifest over and my transporter can be moving really quickly. Now, lots of people say to me, well, what if I change a compartment on that truck? Or I decide to load two less pigs, that's totally fine. We can scratch out the number loaded from 180 down to 178. It's still a legal document where everyone's taking ownership for it. And if you do change your compartment in the trailer, again, you can simply mark off, I loaded one less in this pen from 16 down to 15, and I added one to the back pen, now loading 24 instead of 23. So again, getting all that prep work done ahead of time is just gonna start setting us up to be successful and to get those pigs moving as quick as possible and not sitting. And again, by pre-filling, it gives us a chance to look at, are all the right compartments being loaded by the transporter? And it allows less time for them to be sitting in there. So what to do for warm weather transport? Like I said, it's that important. Complete that manifest before loading everything except for time completed. We want to offer water to cool shavings before we load. And again, I've got a little video to show this. And again, we want to cool those shavings because we want that cool feeling, much like when we get out of a pool in the middle of summer, if we go to the lake, we get out of the water, it's plus 22, 27. First thing we do is we grab a towel and dry off because we get a cool, chilling feeling from being wet and the air blowing on us. So that's what we're trying to accomplish. If your pigs are vocalizing, this means first signs of stress. We may have to offer water post-loading as well. Communication between the transporter and load teams. If you need, you may have to communicate to your logistics team as well. Very important to know what we're loading and how we're going to be loading them. And we're going to go through a few examples of this here in the upcoming slides. And again, just kind of a target, but if we're targeting on a fully capacity truck to be at that 27 to 29,000, then we got to be looking for warmer hot weather to be down to around that 22,000 kgs. Again, it depends on square footage per compartment and trailer, but just gives us an idea for that warm weather, what we want to be reducing down to. So I'm going to talk mostly about market pigs today, but we're going to talk about nursery isolines and feeders as well. So stressors for weaned and nursery pigs. One of the biggest areas of opportunity we have is we bring in pigs before the transport is ready. So we see the truck driver backing up and we got the pigs piled into the hallway already. And that's going to cause issues because they're going to start to overheat before we even start the loading process, which can be stressful. So again, let that truck driver back up, make sure all our shavings are spread that's needed, get the documentation done, then we can start bringing those animals. So holding hogs in poorly ventilated hallways or alleyways, especially for isolines and feeder pigs, can be a big problem. Using fear and stress for loading and using a lot of noise. So we already have the stress of warm weather. We don't want to be adding extra stress to those animals. So we want to reduce our noise when loading, and we want to reduce our fear as well. Manageable group size, not followed. So it's summer, it's hot. I want to be done quicker, so I'm going to bring more pigs, which causes more noise vocalization, stress in the animals, and total chaos. So if it's warm, we actually want to reduce a bit of our group size to get them to flow onto the transport vehicles easier. Again, some of those stressors for market hogs in warm weather. Tattooing. So when are we tattooing our hogs? Are we adding extra stress and then not giving enough time to cool or get relaxed? So that can be a critical area for your farm during warm weather. Again, your crowding holding areas. One of the things we've realized over the past few years, when we reduce to warm weather, we also need to reduce our holding area because those pigs are needing more room. We don't want pigs touching each other, especially preload, and we want to avoid that on the truck as at all possible. They're still going to touch, but we don't want them crammed together like sardines. So again, we make that mistake of overcrowding our holding areas. Our load-out market areas, make sure that ventilation is working well. Some farms, this can be a problem area. I know we're going to talk a little bit about wind or air and how that can be a challenge in loading. And one of the things we found out about wind and air, it's not actually the wind per se, as it's the smell the wind is bringing with them. And we'll talk a little bit about that in one of the last slides. And again, shocking hogs. Not sure if anyone in the group's been tasered or shocked with the stock prod. I've not been tased yet, thank goodness. However, I have been shocked with the stock prod on a few occasions in my younger years. It's stressful. So again, if we can reduce the amount of shocks, then that's going to allow that pig to be less stressed through the whole process in warm weather. And again, I know a few of you are skeptic. We'll show you a couple examples of that in the videos to come shortly. So my first video here, I just want to, again, express the importance of point of balance with hogs. And we talk about point of balance in our TQA and different handling things, but really point of balance, the shoulder blade of that animal. We want them to circle around us and escape us. Pigs are a prey animal, so they want to get away from us, and they think that we are a lion. We're just going to watch some movement of feeder hogs out of the hallway during warm weather. As you see, they're circling around. We're going to be at no extra needed. So obviously you're removing animals from the pen like that. These pigs are happy running down the hallway. They're going to be more easily wanting to go onto the truck versus being scared before they get down there. So again, more process for hot weather. I've got a little clip here for you as well. Is what's the expectation for cooling down shavings or cooling down a trailer preload? This can be kind of confusing if you haven't seen it before. So we did put together a little video here. Before I show you the video, a couple things you want to make note of. When done loading that last pig and we're over 15 degrees or going to be over 15 degrees in transport, all boards should be pulled as soon as we're done loading. We will have the back winter kit on, or the black panels or white panels in the back for loading to eliminate glare. And I'll talk about that in the next slide. We also want to know, when did that truck leave your yard? We want to complete a load summary report, especially for warm weather. Was there any trouble loading? Was there anything we need to keep in mind in case there is challenges down the road? We also want to record, was there any extra produce needed for any reason? And then again, we want to record, was water offered and was water used? Water can be really crucial and beneficial to us as long as we're not adding too much. And again, we'll just watch a little video of what the expectation for cooling a trailer would be.
There you go. You can just kind of watch what I do.
All right, Ziggy, fire it up. Kind of like doing pebbling or curling of the ice, just a quick damp. And the top here, my doghouse, a nice cool down. My back. And you can turn off the water, guys. That's it.
We're done.
So a minute, 15 seconds.
So again, that video, you can see, as I said, there took a minute and 15 seconds. I've been able to work with a couple different transport companies, and really we're about a minute to 3 minutes to get that cooling down. We're not adding tons of water. We're just getting those shavings damp. So when we get air movement going over top, we're going to get that cool, breezy feeling. Now with biosecurity concerns and risks, if a hose does come from inside the farm, that hose needs to be washed and disinfected with that loadout after each run. Some farms have the pressure washer outside so the trucker can preload as well. So again, goes back to communication between your transport company, your trucker. Where's your water? Is it available? How can I use it? And just get that process going.
There you go. You can just.
So again, understanding your transport trailer. Some people on the call here will be hauling their own animals. Some will be using different contractors or their own fleets. So again, each trailer has very specific compartments and very specific airflow. Maximizing your airflow and ventilation, it should be open post-load to keep air flowing. So again, if we're over 15, everything should be pulled. And I got this little picture here as an example where the sideboards were off, but the back panels weren't. So that's going to limit airflow. And some trailers don't even have potential for airflow here because of the design of the cattle trailer. So keep that in mind. It might make a hot spot on your specific trailer. So again, understand the trailer, what areas I should focus on reduction. Example of this is your driver has already reduced for weight. You may not to reduce for square footage. And what I mean by that is if you've got extra weight on your front axles, your nose pens aren't a full capacity, we may not need to reduce the front two pens because they have lots of room to move around. We may take those extra two pigs and take one less in the doghouse or the back pen. So reducing numbers does not mean we don't use all the pens either. That's another myth we've run into before in the past is, well, we've reduced the numbers by 20 pigs. I'm just not going to load the doghouse or nose pen. The reason we're reducing is to maximize airflow and to maximize full square footage on that trailer. So again, all compartments should always be used for warm weather. Low stress handling in warm weather. Reduce your group size. It seems backwards, but it really does work. Reduce your produce. We need to reduce the stress as this overheats the hogs. It gets some stress. They start to have an internal heart attack. Don't crowd those hogs in the hallway. We talked about this again before. We don't want pigs touching each other, and avoid herds. Make sure loadouts have ramps and our transition mats and our boards. We don't want any gaps in that loadout. We don't want the pigs to have a falling feeling. They're not going to want to go, and that's going to cause you issues. We talk about don't crowd in hallways, especially for market hogs. That truck driver can usually load one compartment at a time. He does not need more than one compartment in front of him. So make sure if we need 17, we only have a total of 17 between the loading area and the transition period. Once they're loaded, you can start bringing the next ones. So something to think about as well. We got some more opportunities to discuss, a couple of videos coming up. Because we're now focused on a prep preload, again, don't start bringing hogs until we're ready to start loading. Even if they're coming from a long distance, you can bring a few hogs, but let's not overcrowd that hallway. I did some work with a farm here a couple of years ago, and it was a warm morning, and our hallway went from 22 degrees to 29 degrees before we even loaded a pig. So we were setting ourselves up for a problem for sure. If needed, pigs can be cooled before loading. So this, again, depends. Do you have a marketing room or not on your farm? Is your marketing room solid flooring or non-solid flooring? Pigs who come from partially slatted floors tend to be a little bit dirtier, and sometimes we'll actually rinse those pigs off preload. Just get them cooled down as well because they're holding extra heat. And keep in mind, there's getting them on the truck and there's getting them loaded. These are two totally different things. So I have lots of guys who think I'm just going to chase 10 pigs off the trucker, and now the truck driver has to deal with those 10 hogs stuck on the ramp or going to the belly. Going upstairs, we always recommend you break that group into three. So if the truck driver wants 15, let's give him three groups of five. If he wants 18, we might do three groups of six. And we try not to over six going upstairs. And again, if you have questions on that, you can ask at the end of the presentation. So transporters, keep a few things in mind. So we look at this trailer. When I see this trailer, I've got what we call the winter kit in the back, or the black panels. That's to make sure there's no light going on to the stairs going up. Even light on the stairs, pigs think that's a hole in the ground, as they have very poor depth perception. So we want to have that on usually for loading, and we want it pulled off immediately after. I see every sort of second or third panel on this trailer. So that tells me if we're doing a great loading procedure, our weather for this load is going to be 0 degrees with a max of 10 for the day. For this time of weather, when your truck shows up, before he backs up, none of these black panels should be on here, only the very back, and pulled immediately post load. The reason we fill up the manifest beforehand is we want that truck driver going as quick as he can after, once again. So what are some problem areas on the truck or transportation? What I'm loading first, they're going to be sitting there the longest. So if I'm loading my belly first, that can end up being my problem area just because they're going to be sitting in warm weather for a long period. If I'm loading my upstairs and doghouse and nose pens first, those can be my problem as well. The doghouse can be a problem area. So something we don't think about enough, but what happens with the doghouse, for those who aren't familiar, is we're going to chase the pigs up the ramp. They're going to go into the top of the trailer. And then I'm going to ask them, once I've already maybe prodded them or gave them extra stress, to turn around and run back to the doghouse. For the most part, this works pretty good. However, as the pigs run into the doghouse, they don't realize there's, at the end of the row, there's a little kick out above where the truck driver stands. So the pigs tend to pile up because they don't know, because of their bad depth perception, they can go all the way in. So we're forced as truck drivers or transporters to try to get all those pigs into that pen. There's a few ways to work around that. One is we can load a few pigs first and then bring the rest of the group, or again, just managing that group size in that pen. Why some loads don't like going down or up the ramps in the trailer? Again, pigs have very bad depth perception, and I'm about to show you a video on that. Pigs don't understand when they see light or shiny, they think it's a hole in the ground. So if we don't add shavings to our belly and we pull up our step, and they're looking down and they see that bright, shiny stainless steel or aluminum, they actually won't step down there because they think they're going to fall into it. So if you have extra shavings on your stairs, they're more likely to walk down. Same for going up the ramp. If they can't tell the difference between their walk on and their walk up because of the shavings, they're more likely to go up the trailer. Next, have a plan. Weather forecast is very important. First thing I do kind of in my role is I look at the weather report for tomorrow. Tomorrow morning, I look at it again for the day I'm currently working on the rest of the week. So know if your pigs are going to be in transport at any point over 25 degrees. What is your logistics plan? I don't want someone loading a whole bunch of market pigs or feeder pigs or nursery pigs and then running out of hours, 2 hours down the road and having to sit in the sun and the heat. So we can transport pigs in warm weather. We can transport pigs overnight, but we have to have a plan. So when we do stop that trailer, it's going to be a cooler part of the evening or day, or where I've got a better wind or a better area to park. Keep pigs moving is key for hot weather. The only way they can cool down is by wind. As we all know, pigs don't have functional sweat glands. So they need air to keep cooling and to breathe. So I'm going to give a little example here. So we talked about depth perception and transition points. So if that pig doesn't know there's a gap there, they're more likely to walk in. So I'm just going to show you a couple examples of ways that you can make that transition easy. Even a little gap of 1 inch between the truck and trailer, if one pig steps into that hole, it feels like it's going to fall, and that's going to be the pig you're going to have trouble with. So I got a little video here. So again, a little perk, that's my daughter singing there. So that's kind of my proud papa moment. And even in the second video with the black mat, we talk about wind being an issue. When you lift that black mat up, it's not necessarily the wind per se. It's the air and smell coming through from the bottom will stop that pig from wanting to move forward. Again, if you're overlapping anything into a truck or trailer, again, disinfection of those mats afterwards to make sure everything's clean going forward. So again, don't forget a few key areas. Pigs have very bad depth perception. I'm going to show you this in this video. Pigs are a prey animal. They're scared of us. They think we're going to eat them all the time, and we will, just not today. We want to get them processed first. And use your point of balance and your flight zone. Hogs do not like to be pushed by us. It makes them want to automatically brace and react. But pigs also don't like to be pushed by pigs because it's that same feeling. So we want to avoid herd mentality. So I'm just going to show you a little example of what can happen with the bad hog, because that's kind of something we're always curious is, what do you do when you have a stubborn one? So we have a little example here of moving pigs. And then with the rattle paddle, if we do get the rattle paddle in front of a pig's face, even if it's close to its face, we're actually telling that pig to go back. And that's one reason we don't want large groups. So I'll let you watch this video, and you can listen to us walk through this problem that happened.
Yeah. Oh, see what happened there? When you went to tap that one, you tapped him in the face.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's good. I like to see that in video. And now he becomes our problem pig. Okay, so this is the pig when they're going out of the room. You went to tap the pig in front of it, and you actually hit it in the face to say, don't go by mistake. And now he realizes that, and he's got a guy that he's watching. So he's picked up the weird issue. So there's two options. One is he might tap on, or we can get the next group. But see if you can load him. I just want to see if you get him on there.
As he's pushing on the hog, the hog is desisting. I don't want you to watch the hog.
Nope, not if you're in front of her. She's got to be by you first. So there's a couple of things going on here. We told her, and the second thing is we don't want to push. So here, I'll try something. Here, I'll switch you. Hold the camera. So because she's stopping because she doesn't trust that flooring because of her bad depth perception. So I won't be able to push her on. See, if she has to go, I want her to turn around, and I'll back her on. Once she's on there, then she'll walk for you. So I actually want her to turn around if she will. That's a girl. Come on, keep coming. Keep coming. And now I can control her by her face. The pigs don't like to go backwards. So I'm going to back her on. Oh, well, that's cool. She's on the trailer now.
So again, just an example of when that pig gets up and sees that shiny trailer, they're unsure, but they think they're going to fall through. We've got the person in front of us that's a bit of a lion, so they're obviously scared as a prey animal. So we could try to prod that pig to get it on. Most likely in those cases by themselves, they don't go because they're that fearful. So it's just understanding what the pig's trying to do to get that pig to go forward. And again, just to show again that point of balance working here, I got another video for you I'm going to show. I'm going to stop it halfway through as well. But we were having trouble loading market hogs at this farm, and we found out our biggest problem was actually in the room getting the pigs out. So we did a few things. One, we worked in the front of the pen. Two, no noise. And three, no touching. And we're just going to watch what happens in this video. You can see the pig's already trying to get away from the line.
How many do we need?
15.
Okay.
Sorry about that previous. And I'm going to go back to. Okay, so at this point, this is kind of a nice video to see, but with the rattle paddle as well, that point of balance is so huge. So as we can see, the pigs here in front of that rattle paddle, they're going to escape. We're behind their shoulder blade. We're the lion. They're leaving. However, these next three pigs here, even though our body's behind their shoulder blade, again, that rattle paddle being in front of their face, they don't want to go. It's not worth the risk because they can't tell how far that rattle is away. So they think it's going to smack them in the face, even though it's actually about 5 to 6 feet away in this picture. So we're just going to watch as he pulls that rattle paddle back and goes by the shoulder blade. Those pigs will then go forward, and I might have to restart one more time here. Their blade, off they go. They haven't touched any pigs yet, and no point. Last pig, I don't want to run towards it, like it's been the shoulder blade.
No touchy-touchy. Booyah!
So that was kind of one of our highlights. Obviously, he didn't touch the pigs. He did no vocalization. So those pigs, once they got out of the hallway and got to the truck, obviously these pigs loaded much better because when we did have to tap them with the prod or with the rattle paddle, they're more influenced to go forward. So just one example, a nice example to show you there. And I'm going to show you another example of a video here coming up. But first, there's three things I want you to think about on this video. How do we know we're being successful? Well, obviously, if the pigs arrive happy and well, that's our first key indicator. Our second indicator is post-load or during the load, there's limited pig vocalization. So I always have fun with the transporters I work with. When we're done the load and we can talk quietly and there's no pigs vocalizing, that's obviously been a very good load. And on the third thing here, you're going to get a chance to see one of our summer interns that's working for us this summer. It was her first day on the job. This is with me 2 weeks ago. Her first day in a finishing farm, and she was able to load some pigs with no prod. And again, just using body position. So I'll show a little video here of myself loading a few hogs and also our summer intern. Again, we're listening to the pig vocalization.
Yeah, close the door, I want no backdraft. Just trying to stop the airflow, there we go. Don't worry about him, guys, he's not moving. He's frozen in time.
Yep, clear again.
And again, you can kind of see in this video and the other one, another key component is just having our transporter as far to the way as possible. They're still going to circle around him because he's a lion, but small groups, these pigs are definitely going under the truck fairly smooth. So in closing, there are two slides here. Prep, and prep for warm weather. That is going to be your biggest advantage. Communication is key. There's a lot of different communication going on here. The staff bringing the pigs between the transporter and the staff, the transporter, the transportation company, and so forth. Listen to what the hogs are telling you. If your pigs are squealing, they're stressed, and they're going to become more stressed, and they're going to push on each other more. You want to try to avoid that. Don't assume your loading teams know what you know. Don't assume that they will do what you think they'll do. So you've watched this presentation today, and you kind of have a good idea. Your staff haven't. And they may not know. So they might be still trying to do good by bringing more pigs or trying to load faster, but it might cause us mortality or challenges in the end. And my last slide here, just a big special thank you, obviously to SAS Pork for working with me a little bit on this project and other projects throughout the years. And I'd like to specifically thank all the farms and staff that I get to work with, mostly inside of our own company, but I've also had a chance to work with a few outsider systems as well. I always give a shout out to Nancy Linster for those who've been in the industry for a while. They'll remember her for sure. And she got me involved in this low stress handling many years ago. And lastly, I really want to thank transporters. They work hard every day to transfer our livestock. And I think sometimes we forget that as barn staff as well, that they're there to help get our animals there. So we need to make sure we work really well with our barn staff and also our logistics and transporters. So that's what I got in closing. I will stop my share, and then Ravneet, if you got any questions through the chat, you can feel free to ask or raise your hand, I guess.
Thanks so much, Kevin. Very informative. Let's see if we have any questions from our audience. I don't see anything in the chat for now, but if somebody has a question, please raise your hand and go ahead, you can ask the question directly to Kevin.
It's quiet, it's a good thing.
While we're waiting for people to think about questions, Kevin, what is the most common mistake you usually see, like in your experience, folks making, especially during this weather when they're loading hogs into the trailer? I know you touched on quite a few, but what do you usually see?
I think the biggest challenge we have is just not communicating enough. So whether it be a transporter or staff not realizing it's going to be warmer weather than what it is. So making sure we need to take ownership ourselves when we load animals and not rely on someone for me to say, hey, it's really hot out here. So when in doubt, stop. Make a phone call, get clarification, or do some of your math. That's the reason and the importance of filling out that manifest beforehand. It gives you an idea. You have a live weight on there. You have your square footage in the trailer. You can do some of the calculations yourself and realize if you're on site or not. And then just getting everything done beforehand. I've seen many times when it's hot out and the truck driver has to go look for his license number, or even worse, the barn staff have to go back to the office to get the manifest. So we want to get them going as quick as possible. I was at one of our farms here 3 weeks ago. From the last pig loaded, from the transporter doing his full biosecurity boot change, pulling boards and moving, he was in full transport in 11 minutes from the last pig being loaded. That's remarkable. And imagine that, all those pigs arrived safe and happy to plant. So that was really our goal. So it's prep, and don't overcrowd your hallways when you're bringing those pigs. That's a big thing. The team helping you want to do good, but it might take you longer in warm weather. So they're bringing the pigs faster than you can load them, and it just compounds their problems.
Yep, absolutely.
Toby's got a question.
Go ahead, Toby.
Yeah, do you have any recommendations of what the pigs from the outside of the trailer after they're loaded? Like, is the correct way of doing it or incorrect way? Because you only have these small holes to bring the water through.
Yeah, my personal preference, and again, this is simply a sort of a practical theory, but the biggest thing is let's get the truck cooled beforehand, because it can be a challenge to cool them down after. So we really want to get the shavings all done beforehand. And even if we've done a transfer of feeders before, as an example, just take a few seconds to get those shavings cooled down. And you'll usually see the problem areas as well that need to be cooled down. So I always say, listen to your load. So our two biggest problem areas for mortality on trailers and in general, so I've done some work on this as well, our highest places for DOA rates on trailers from the studies I've done personally is a doghouse, because we have to double stress them to get them in there. And the other one is the back pen. Why is the back pen a problem? Well, usually that one pig that kept turning around on us for the last three groups ends up in the back pen. So sometimes we can get away with just doing a nice cool down from the back of the trailer before he pulls away. Otherwise, like you say, Toby, you just want to get a spray nozzle and spray that water in there. And again, to cool them down, you're only looking at that 60 seconds to 3 minutes just to dampen them. But we want to have that trucker to be on the move within 2 to 3 minutes of that last pig getting soaked. We don't want to be soaking down and then that truck driver having to change his boots yet, having to get his lunch out and get all those things. So that movement post-load is the biggest thing for success.
Hey, Kevin, can you hear us?
I can.
Hi, this is Tatiana Metlich here from Swine Center. It was nice seeing you again and listening to one of your great presentations right in time. I have John Meyer here, one of our employees, if you remember from our previous training. He has a question for you.
Yep.
Go ahead, John.
Okay. Trucker is not willing to want to spray down prior to your loading. Like you're saying to spray the shavings prior to loading, correct?
Yes.
Okay. If that's kind of an issue there, and if he's unwilling wanting to do that, what's the situation like if they don't do it? Like, we're about 2.5 hours to our slaughter plant. Is that a concern or not?
For me, if I'm into warm weather transport, what we do is we'll actually document that the driver refused that water. What we're finding out and why I shared the video today is the truck drivers who now kind of understand that it's not a big process. A lot of drivers say it's hot and I'm behind on my hours, I want to get loading. Once they realize, oh, it's only 2 minutes or 3 minutes, most guys are willing to do it. We haven't run into that problem too much. If you think, like, for example, tomorrow it's 30 degrees, or if you're loading, especially after lunch, and it's 30 degrees and he doesn't want to cool down the shavings, you can call his boss as well and contact that contractor and say, we're recommending to use water. Your driver's refusing. Are you willing to take that liability on and work that aspect? What I find is really the truck drivers want to do a good job. We want to do a good job. It's just taking time to take the 3 seconds. What we don't want is the truck driver backs up and you say, I want to cool down the trailer. And he's like, okay, where's the hose? He's like, oh, I don't know where the hose is. Wait 1 second. I go find the hose. And now you're causing the truck driver time because he's got a whole week of transport. So we want to make sure we make it as easy as possible for him as well. He doesn't want to drive around to the other side of the barn to find the water hose. It's got to be, everything's got to be well, when we get into warm weather transport. These transporters are set to run 2, 3, 4 loads a week. So we have to load pigs in warm weather because otherwise our transporters are going to be out of hours. So we have to make sure we do all these little things to make things work quite well. I hope that answers your question.
Yeah.
So basically it's recommended, but it's not mandatory yet for transporters to have to water. So we can't, other than talking to the company itself, there is nowhere to complain or report about this.
Yeah, cooling shavings pre-loading isn't necessarily a recommendation that's required. Again, that's one of my tips and tricks that I decide to follow and our company has implemented. So if you use the same transporter, you can talk to them and see what their procedures are. What we find is it's a lot easier to soak shavings pre-load than trying to wet pigs post-load as well. Again, our goal is to get those pigs moving as quick as possible. So definitely worth having a chat with your transporting company, and they might agree with you that, okay, we're not going to soak pre, but if we have any vocalization post, we're going to make sure you do the cooling. So as long as we're keeping the hog in mind, that's the most important thing.
Right. Yeah, because I guess because some of these transporters too, now they have a water filter system like at the back of their trailers. Is that sufficient enough if they would hook up to that and do it?
Yeah, for sure. If and again, as long as that transport understands they're in warm weather transport and it's following the regulations, that's totally fine and great.
That'd be good for watering down the shavings, etc., like that too.
Yep.
That'd be all right then. Okay. Okay, great. Thank you very much, Kevin.
No problem. Any other questions?
Good discussion. Oh, Mark has a question.
Yeah. Just thinking about this hose, like it seems like a bit of a biosecurity risk. Like I think a dedicated outdoor hose that never goes back in that barn is probably a good investment for everybody if you're going to do this.
Yes, definitely. So we have some farms that have a dedicated hose outside where the truck drivers can preload. Obviously, we're a larger scale hog operation, so some farms have multiple loads so they can pre-soak beforehand. We do have some that offer it from the back, and again, they make sure they wash and disinfectant. And again, that's another reason of the importance to make sure your truck and trailers are clean before they get there. Definitely adds a risk, and if you can do it somewhere outside, that would definitely be preferred. And again, just the concept and the idea here, we want to get that cooling feeling going on those hogs for sure. Yeah.
Thanks, Kevin.
Yep.
Any other questions for Kevin? I'll just look at chat one more time. Nope, we don't.
Again, just in closing, I just want to say, It is really a practical approach to doing some of these things. And if we slow down and have a practical approach, we tend to have really good successes. Whenever I've dealt with something inside the company or outside the company, we've had a situation arise. It's because we didn't do a few of these things. So we filled out manifest post load. We didn't offer water. We didn't have water available. All those little things. We tried to load too many pigs too fast. So, the practical stuff really does work for things like this. So thank you very much, Ravneet, for having me today.
No worries. I think we do have another question though, Kevin. Leva, go ahead.
Oh, we have my mute turn.
Nope, he's unmuted. Levi, we can't hear you if you're trying to ask a question. And I don't see one in chat.
All right. right. Well, I don't know if you can get that off there. So, yeah. So, Leo, if you have any questions later, you can always send it to Ravi too, and she can get it to me as well. So,
for sure. Well, with that, thank you again, Kevin. And I would like to remind our audience today that today's session will be available at SaskPorks YouTube channel by next week. And if you have also missed any of our previous webinars, they are also available on our channel. With that, thank you again, Kevin. And thank you to all our attendees for joining today's session. Thanks so much and have a great rest of your day. Take care. Bye now.